It's Tuesday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Because nothing says I'm sorry like flowers bigger than your mistake. And Julie Karen State Farm, keeping you covered when life takes a left turn down a gravel road. And you know what Tuesday means. It's Quizzy Poo Day for Phil. Hank's got the questions, and you and Phil probably have the wrong answers. Together, we'll all wonder why we didn't study harder in fifth grade. So tune in for some laughs, a little nonsense, and just enough updates to make you sound smart at the coffee shop. Tuesday's Roundup, where fun is mandatory and the correct answers are optional.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Phil, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm not too bad there.
Good.
What's
good.
Up?
No, nothing. You know, another man's or another person's trash is someone else's treasure. It's a new day.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
Right.
But.
I have a lot of trash.
You want some? No, I'm good.
No? Okay.
Trust me, I have plenty.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to get rid of some, you know?
Right, right.
Anyway, the apple crisp.
Yeah.
Go Bears.
Yeah,
go
I was gonna
Bears.
Say.
Go
Bears. I should get smart and just be a Chicago Bears fan.
You should be a Bears
because,
fan.
You know.
Your belly will be full and Phil will be happy.
Life's good.
Yeah, life is good.
Get an apple crisp and they win.
Who do they play next week?
They have a bye just like Green Bay.
I hope they win.
Then I think it's the Commanders, I believe.
Arkansas has a bye and they're predicted to lose by 9.5.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I think the Badgers are about 16.5. Underdogs. So there you go.
Well, keep it in the ballpark, fellas.
Yeah,
keep it in the ballpark. Did you have a good evening?
Yes, I did. I've got a few things done here and there and started the old Alice.
Did you?
Got it outside there a little bit and let it.
Are you cleaning out for the winter season for your garage?
I understand there's a family gathering in the garage this weekend, so I had to kind of.
I never got the invite.
No, I haven't either.
Apparently, you're going.
Yeah. But it was parked, and evidently, I thought I struck oil in Sextonville, but it was just that all oil.
It was all oil, so, yeah. Well, congratulations, Phil.
Yeah. Thank you.
No wonder you put, did you put your notice in?
Struck oil.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So anyway, today's quiz day.
Yeah, what is it on today?
Well, it's a little bit of everything.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I'm feeling frisky and.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So,
oh, by the way, congratulations on your win over me in fantasy football.
Oh, how'd I do?
411 to my 321.
Wow! So you're
got smoked, and 321 is the most I've scored all year. So,
but you know what? When you play a good offense like Hank Braves,
yeah,
you know.
I suppose. Yeah, my team is now 1-3.
Really? What? I'm 3-1.
You're 3-1. Yeah.
Adam Hess. He keeps beating people.
Is he?
Yes.
I don't think I've played him yet.
Well, good luck.
But, yeah, I'm just not doing well.
Beat him down.
Mm-hmm. I always get a kick out of the projected highs.
And oh, my gosh. Isn't that crazy?
One of my stinking running backs supposed to get 40-some points and got 4.
Yes.
Yeah. And he wasn't hurt or anything either. Like, come on.
Who was it? Pacheco?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I think you're better off if you just go out in the wire and pick up a bunch of people you've never heard of.
The same day.
Yeah, exactly.
The same day. Like 11:50. What's available?
What? You two need to stop complaining. The Packers got me -4.
Well, that's on
defense?
You.
Yeah, well, you
should. Well, that's on you.
Yeah, you should have.
That's on you. Did you win or lose?
No.
We want this one.
Yeah,
we don't.
In this league, I won. I beat Bo.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Was that your first win of the year?
No, I'm 2-2.
I believe I beat you one time.
Yes, you did. You came from last place last year where you couldn't win a thing to beating everybody this year.
No, I'm 3-1.
3-1 this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris Simonson's 3-1. Adam Hess is 4-0. Yes.
Wow.
Phil is scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Hey, don't worry. I'll be there soon.
Yeah.
You know how fantasy football is.
It doesn't take long.
It doesn't take long.
No.
All right. Anyway, young man, 10 questions. Here we go.
All right.
Before the rise of dairy industry and feed crops in the late 19th century, which crop briefly dominated Southwest Wisconsin agriculture, leading the state to be called America's bread baskets. Before the rise, there are multiple choice. I'll give you the answers. Do you want me to read the question again? Are you okay?
No, I got it.
Okay, number one, ginseng. Number two is, or B is wheat. Three, or C is potatoes. D is tobacco.
Hmm.
All right, number two. Before consolidation, Avoca High School had which mascot?
I think Gukinik's been helping you.
Nope, not on these.
Gukinik's not been tutoring you?
Nope.
Really?
Before consolidation, Avoca High School had which mascot? Is it A, Indians, B, the Sloths, C, Cardinals, or D, Huskies? All right. Before consolidation, Blue River High School had which mascots? Is it A, Tigers, B, Chieftains, C, Sloths, or the D, Badgers?
Believe it or not, I think I know that. So
yeah. All right. What was Aunt B's specialty in the kitchen on the Andy Griffith Show? Was it A, apple pie, B, pickles, C, fried chicken, or D, biscuits? All right. So, A, apple pie, B, pickles, C, C is fried chicken, and D is biscuits.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Number five. Which U.S. state is the only one that grows coffee commercially? Which U.S. state is the only one that grows coffee commercially? Is it A, California, B, Florida, C, Hawaii, or D, Texas? Just going to take a stab at that, aren't you?
Yep. All right.
All right. Number six. What's the dot over a lowercase I or J called? Is it A, speck, B, jot, C, tittle, or D, nib? Number seven, what common farm animal can't vomit?
Man, this is all over the place.
Yeah, it is. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Is it A, goat, B, pig, C, cow, D, chicken? Are you writing Speckled Pete down? Poor chicken still lives within you.
Yeah, I think he's still alive. So.
He's just watching you. Have you heard the song, the chickens of the ghost in the sky? I sent you that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Ghost chickens in
ghost
the sky.
Ghost chickens in the sky.
Yeah, let's play that some morning.
Yeah. All right, number eight. What unusual material was used in the very first baseballs? Is it A, rot? Rock wrapped in twine? Is it B, walnut covered in leather? Is it C, shoemaker's scrap rubber? Or D, yarn filled fish bladder?
Wow. You laugh at yourself all the time.
I know, it's
make yourself
dumb.
Laugh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right, that's
right. No, I'm the only one laughing, though. Which U.S. state has more cows than people? All right. Is it A, Kansas, B, South Dakota, C, Wisconsin, D, California? All right. Number 10. What famous soft drink was originally marketed as nerve toxic or a nerve tonic? All right. Is it A, Coca-Cola, B, Pepsi, C, Dr. Pepper, or D, 7-Up? All right. Here we go, buddy. How'd you do?
Well, I actually knew some of them.
Yeah, I was impressed when you wrote the answers.
Yeah, I wrote a couple before you gave me multiple guesses. But
yeah.
I'll say seven.
All right.
Seven of ten.
All right. Number one, before the rise of dairy industry and feed crops in the late 19th century, which crop briefly dominated southwest Wisconsin agriculture, leading the state, be called America's breadbasket?
I'm going with wheat.
It is wheat. Wheat Woo-hoo! Was a primary cash crop in the mid-19th century until soil depletion and competition made it unsustainable, leading farmers to shift to dairy.
All right.
But number two, before consolidation, Avoca High School had which mascot? Was it Indians, B, the Sloths, C, Cardinals, or D, Huskies?
Cardinals.
It is the Cardinals.
Woo-hoo!
How'd you know that?
I had an inkling on that one.
Okay.
I knew it wasn't the first two.
The Sloths?
I knew it wasn't the Indians because that was Muscadet.
Yes. Yeah. Before consolidation, Blue River High School had which mascot? Is it Tigers, Chieftains, Sloths, or the Badgers?
Tigers.
It is the Tigers.
Woo-hoo!
Thus, the Tame Tiger.
There you go.
The bar in Blue River, the Tame Tiger.
Three for three, baby. Yeah.
What was Aunt B's specialty in the kitchen? Was it apple pie, pickles, fried chicken, or biscuits?
Well, it could have been all except pickles. I know that was the episode where they tasted like gasoline and Andy and
it was pickles, Phil.
No.
Yes, yes.
It was apple pie.
No, it was pickles because she actually made good pickles except for that episode.
I don't know if that's true. Mm-hmm. That one's under protest.
No, nope, not under protest. It's not apple pie.
Because they would never eat her pickles, and then she finally...
No, that was in one episode.
In one episode.
Yes.
So you're saying that Aunt Bee had a bad batch.
Yeah, yes.
Huh. Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
I'm just saying.
It's under protest. We'll have to, till I Google it.
Please, let's go ahead and Google it.
No.
Which U.S. state is the only one that grows coffee commercially?
Hawaii.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Yeah.
What was the dot? What's the dot over a lowercase I or J called?
That is a tittle.
It is a tittle.
Woo!
I think we've had that one before. I had something.
We might have.
All right. What common farm animal can't vomit? You put speckled peas.
I did. Chicken.
Chicken
is that right?
And speckled peas, yes. And I didn't know that until the other day.
I got to Google this.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, yeah.
What unusual material was used in the very first baseballs, Philip? Was it rock wrapped in twine, walnut, leather, and cover, shoemaker, scrap rubber, or yarn-filled fish bladder?
I think it was a shoemaker's scrap
rubber. It was, yep. Yeah. And it was very bouncy. Did you know that?
Uh-uh.
Yep. Number 9, which U.S. state has more cows than people? Is it Kansas, South Dakota, Wisconsin, or California?
It was... I've got South Dakota.
It is South Dakota.
All right!
What famous soft drink was originally marketed as Nerve Tonic?
Coca-Cola.
It was.
Woo-hoo!
Very nice. Very nice.
It actually had cocaine in it, I think, when they first...
I'm sure it had something that wasn't supposed
to... It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Aunt Bee, beloved cook, regularly bringing her specialties to church functions and the jailhouse. Fried chicken, pork chops and cornbread, pies. Her infamous specialty... Kerosene cucumbers.
There you go.
Yeah, but it wasn't her best, so.
I didn't say her best.
That one's under protest. I don't know.
No.
Because I could have had a fridge hanger.
Yeah, you could have.
No? No? Oh, well.
Am I right or wrong?
I don't know that you're right. Her comforting meals famously failed at making pickles.
Yep.
She was celebrated for delicious and comforting meals, but famously failed at making pickles.
That's famously failed at making pickles.
Uh-huh. But that wouldn't be a specialty, would it, then?
Yeah. That's her specialty. I
don't know.
I'm just saying.
You're keeping me off the fridge.
I'm going to tell you what. You can have two recesses today.
Oh,
one at 3 and 5. You have games tonight?
I do. I'm in Richland Center tonight for volleyball.
Oh, yeah. It's homecoming week.
Homecoming week.
Yep. Have a great day. Be kind.
Sounds good. That's Hank Bray.